Iran's nuclear gamble, a deal both sides claim to be winning. Vice President J.D. Vance is leading U.S. nuclear negotiations with Iran, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who spent years advocating for regime change in Tehran, has maintained near-total public silence on the substance. The unusual arrangement reflects a calculation that Rubio's hawkish history would create messaging problems for a deal already under fire from within Trump's own party. The Memorandum of Understanding under discussion has drawn immediate Republican criticism, with opponents calling it a surrender document and flimsy. UN Ambassador Mike Waltz went on CBS Sunday to defend it, saying the administration is laser-focused on ending Iran's nuclear program, but declined to detail the verification mechanisms that ultimately doomed the original JCPOA during Trump's first term. Iran's own president, Masoud Pezeshkian, publicly declared the deal principally benefits Tehran, a remarkable claim to make openly while the agreement is still being contested in Washington. Simultaneously, a top advisor to Supreme Leader Khamenei threatened an energy shutdown if talks stall, a posture that amounts to taking credit for winning while threatening to blow up the table. Oil markets are treating the arrangement as temporary at best. Iranian light crude is reportedly being offered at discounts of up to $5 a barrel below Brent, according to Bloomberg, with tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz surging as sellers rush to move product, while the diplomatic window remains open. Senator Lindsey Graham, a reliable gauge of hawkish Republican sentiment, went further than most, explicitly predicting collapse and warning the U.S. would annihilate Iran if diplomacy fails. Trump is simultaneously defending the deal against critics and threatening to resume military strikes over Hezbollah activity in Lebanon, a characteristic dual-track approach that keeps maximum pressure in play while dangling $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds as an incentive for Tehran to stay engaged. Israel's far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir compounded the complexity by publicly rejecting any Lebanon ceasefire ahead of Washington talks this week, signaling that even a diplomatic accord would face fierce regional resistance at the implementation stage.